Separately, Iranian state media claimed Tehran had targeted a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. Department of Defense responded with language more blunt than standard diplomatic practice, calling the claim a total lie, suggesting Washington views the Hormuz assertion as theater crafted for domestic Iranian consumption rather than an accurate account of an operational. Pentagon calls Iranian Hormuz claim a total lie as Gulf tensions multiply. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed it destroyed a U.S. surveillance asset near Erbil in northern Iraq, a statement the Pentagon neither confirmed nor flatly denied, a notable stance that itself signals ongoing uncertainty. Event. The backdrop to both claims is a report by the Financial Times revealing a covert, 4-month Navy SEAL operation to clear Iranian mines from the Strait of Hormuz. The operation reportedly involved elite divers, robotic watercraft, and underwater sonar and concluded earlier this summer. Roughly 20% of the world's traded oil transits the strait, meaning every day the choke point is operationally contested, adds a premium to energy prices, shipping insurance, and Gulf security commitments. The operation, if the FT's reporting is accurate, represents a substantial classified investment in keeping the passage open without triggering open confrontation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu added another layer of pressure over the weekend, stating publicly that the Iranian regime's end is near. Netanyahu has made versions of this claim before, but the current context is different. The IRGC's escalatory posture is coinciding with severe internal Iranian economic pressure. The rial has reportedly lost approximately 40% of its value this year, and with whatever intelligence Netanyahu says he is seeing. The Erbil dimension is particularly concerning to regional analysts. The Kurdish regional government has spent years maintaining a careful balance among Baghdad, Ankara, Tehran, and Washington. An IRGC strike on a U.S. asset in that buffer zone signals Iran's willingness to escalate at multiple geographic points simultaneously, raising the question of when the combination of Hormuz pressure, Erbil provocation, and Israeli signaling forces a direct U.S. decision.